Shar Shlishi and Ali Shor Chelek Aleph. And then Mavoy Lashar Shlishi on Omer Kuf Lamed Aleph. Mishnah Zavek over here, one of the most important Yisaitis, Bechal, the Libur HaMusr, Avodas Hashem. He starts off this very long journey of the Shar Shlishi from a very, very different place. Brings down the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Samach Yom Beis Al Rabbana. Pasuk says, "Smach Bochur Bial Tusecha." A bochur should be happy. Be tis kol libcha be made bechur asecha. Your heart should be good. The halach bedarke libcha b'mare einecha. Reshlokish Omar Ad Kanda Divrei Torah. Zok Rashi. He's quoting a Rashi over here in Shabbos Daf Samach Yom Beis. Ad kan le Torah zok Rashi, smach b'talmudcha, have simcha with your learning, lemoid mi simcha mituv lev, learn with a simcha and a happy heart, v'holech b'darkei libcha, and follow your heart, lehovin ma b'libcha lefi ro'eis enecha. This is a Rashi. This means that Rashi is darshaning the pasuk, smach bochur b'yal dusach, said Reish Lakish, it's going on Torah. V'yetivcha libcha b'meidu b'sechah v'holach b'darkei libcha b'mari enecha. This Rashi sounds like it's a psychology book, but it's not. It's a Rashi in Shabbos. Rashi says, learn Torah with simcha, A. B says, Rashi, v'holach b'darkei libcha and follow your heart. L'hovin ma b'libcha l'fi ro'eis enecha, to know what's in your heart, l'fi what your eyes see. Yeah, Rashi, is that complicated, Rashi? Be happy. Follow your heart to know what's in your heart. Lefi ro'eis enecha, using your eyesight to see what's in your heart. What's Rashi talking about? It sounds like follow your heart, check what's in your heart, use your eyes. That's a Rashi. And all this has to do with simcha. What's Totsuch over here? Dali Shur Shtol Zavek. The entire Shar Shlishi and the Merecha Ashlishis based on this Rashi in Shabbos. What's there in this pasuk? Smach bochur b'yal dusecha, says Rashi, smach b'talmudcha. Now, Zok Da'al Yishor, lu yitzur, simcha in limud ha-Torah would be what we called a mood. He calls it a matzav ruach. So then, there's no reason why I have to go understand what's in my heart, the fi ro'is enecha, a whole complicated Rashi. I have to use my eyes to understand what's in my heart. What does that do with simcha b'chol? Simcha is a mood. In a good mood, a guy made a good joke, he sang a gishmak and niggin, you're in a good cheer, you're in a good mood, so you're happy. I have to go check what's in my heart, using my eyesight to check what's in my heart in order to go ahead and be happy. What does Rashi mean? What's going on over here? And why b'chol is there an inyan to be happy? Let's all be sad. Let's all be depressed. Anyway, it's L. What's this business of Shlomo HaMelech said, "Lemoid mitoich simcha"? You shall learn Torah mitoich simcha. What does that mean? Why is that a goal? What does that do with my heart and my eyes? Is that how Shur explains like this? I want to expand a little bit. The reason why a person is not besimcha, explains Dali Shur, is not because of a mood disorder. Sometimes he's in a happy mood. Sometimes he's in a sad mood. We're not talking about that type of happiness. That's a shitchiistic kazakh in today's world. A person's happy, a person's sad. He's not sad, he's not happy, he's nothing. Happy, the Maral says in many places, simcha is a simen and a siva of shlemus. It means a person has many, many forces. We're very, very complex beings. We have many, many forces that operate inside of us. Midas, as we're going to discuss in the coming weeks, Yetzahara, Yetzatayv, Guf, Neshama. And each of these forces are very complex and very deep and very sophisticated and very complicated with different agendas. And then you have Dimyan on top of that, a huge challenge. When the forces are called the mega forces that operate inside of us don't operate in harmony, so it's not shlemus, we're not besimcha, we're in a tug of war. The Ali Shur describes it over here, Midas Reyes, Yitzorim, Tanugim Chitzainim, exterior pleasures. There's what types of forces, these outside pleasures, these inside pleasures, these emotional pressures? A person is not besimcha. So why is it so important to learn before simcha? If simcha is not a mood, if simcha is a sign of harmony, simcha is a sign of shlemos, so why is that a critical test to see if your learning is worth anything? If you get to the darga that Rish Lakish said, Zakrashi, lemoy mi simcha, the Torah is very simple. The matorah of Torah is not just that a person should know or not at all. That's not the matorah. Matorah of Torah is that it should merge into a person's being. I always start off and say that the bracha that we say in Birchas HaTorah, V'harev na Hashem Elokeinu, the lashon of V'harev means pleasant, means sweet. The shirish of the word V'harev comes from the word taruvus, to blend, to mix. Something that blends with you, something that mixes with you, something that fuses with you, something that merges with you is pleasant. What's the opposite of harif or pleasant in the Torah? Magil, sigal nafshi escha, pasuk in the Bukhesai, disgusting. What the Israelis call magil, I despise it. Rashi over there says in Bukhesai that the lashon of sigal is from the lashon of hagola, to spit out. Something which is a foreign body, something which is doesn't belong by me, is disgusting. Hagola, to expel, tigal is disgusting. Something which blends with me, something which merges with me, something which fuses with me, that's pleasant. The reason why we make the bracha of Aharav, it's not just about the exterior geshmak of Torah. The bracha of Aharav means that the Torah blended with me, so that's why it's sweet, and that's why it became part of me. And it's not, I don't have an opposition to it. It became part of one greater whole. That means Shteita Mori de Gazach. Everyone's looking for a geshmak in learning. Everyone's looking for simcha from learning. The ma'akev of geshmak in learning and the ma'akev of simcha in learning is that it doesn't merge with us because we're not a kli kibble. We're not a kli kibble for it, by the way. We didn't create the place that the Torah is not a foreign body. The Torah has to land inside of us. Now the Torah comes in, guy learns a rajba, he learns a vart on the parsha, he learns vasei, so it knocks on the door of the human being. And there's no entrance because there's no room. All the, I don't know if it's a modern term, all the, what's it called, megabytes? That's the word. It's all taken up. There's no room on the disk. There's no room. What do they call these memory cards? They call memory cards. What? There's no room. It's all taken up. What's on the memory card? There's Kinder, Typer, Covid, Demian, huge amount of Atsos, which just left the memory card blank. That's a good part. And then Typer took up the other part of the memory card. And the poor little Torah is trying to shtup around, he's going to shtup in a rajba to the memory card. There's no screen, no room. Please vacate space. So there's no simcha because you're trying to push something in that there's no room for. That the agenda is a different agenda. And by the way, if you look at this Rashi in Shabbos, there's nothing less than shocking. Rashi says, Smach bochri al dosecha lomoid mi simcha. Says Rashi, I'm quoting the Rashi. You should know what's going on inside your heart. According to what your eyes see. Now what is my eye seeing to figure out what's in my heart have to do with simcha? Now that's the right, that's the Rashi. What's Rashi mean? What does seeing what's in my heart have to do with simcha? Simcha is a mood. The Teretz is, Rashi's been megalat us, why aren't you besimcha? Why aren't you besimcha? Why aren't you learning besimcha? Big question, by the way. People have to ask me some personal learning. You're already in your 20s, if you got in here, supposedly. So what do you do with the last? You're learning already since fifth grade, non-stop, so that gives you already almost 10 years, plus minus, more than that already, since fifth grade, 11th, 12, 13 years, non-stop learning. So why isn't Olam happy? Because Rashi says, because you don't know what's in your heart. And why is it so important to know what's in my heart for my cardiologist? Use your eyes to see what's in your heart, and then you'll be happy. It's dosh data that the reason why Rashi is giving away the secret is a very lengthy Rashi, but for Rashi, he doesn't say too much. He says a lot over here. Use your eyes to see what's in your heart, and then what? And then you'll be happy. What am I going to be happy about? If I look what's in my heart, I'm going to be depressed. What Rashi's saying is that the reason why you're not happy is because your heart is full of other agendas. So there's no shlemos. Simcha is as maral as shlemos when everything's working in harmony. You have your midas under control, and by the way, that's what Alishur describes it. Simcha is matzah shalom im atzmoy. Simcha is a sign. You see a guy who's happy. So most of the people we see are happy. It's a mood disorder. They're not really happy. They're in a happy mood. They're not happy. The gavra is not happy. They're in a happy mood. He's not talking about the happy mood guy. That's not what Shlomo HaMelech was busy with. Shlomo HaMelech didn't waste his time with people who have a happy mood. He's talking about somebody who's happy. The gavra is happy. Says Ali Shur, it's a simin that he's found peace with himself from the Lashon Shlemos. Tanugim chitzayim einim koistim le'oidim vidim ufrezes. Exterior tanugim, exterior pleasures, don't draw him in an exaggerated way. Yeah, Ali Shur gave a lot of leverage. He said, he didn't say you don't have typhus, but it's not out of control. You have it under control. It's not midim ufrezes. It's not crazy. Yitzarim, your yitzharo, midas ros, cholol afrila. They don't constantly bother you. So how do you get to such a state? That means the simcha that Shlomo HaMelech is talking about is a zat type of simcha that requires holach b'dark elupa, find out what's going on. Like, why aren't you happy? Why are you miserable? Why is it miserable? What's bothering you? What's going on in your heart? Which tug of war are you in? Kina, is it type? Is it covet? Is it atzlus? Is it kas? Is it sinna? Is it depression? The non-clinical one, the yeshivish one. Are you a perfectionist? But why aren't you happy? Why aren't you happy? Torah is supposed to be Pekudah Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. Doesn't it say that in Dillim? Not mistaken? So why is it not happy? So Shlomo HaMelech, because you better find out. So check your heart. And how do I check my heart? Rashi says the answer also, very psychological Rashi. So Rashi, Lefi Ro'ei Seinecha. Use your eyes. So Ali okay, Shur, this is one science that you can't learn in medical school. And this is one science you can't learn a book. I know there's books today that says, which type are you? You're a type from page number 72. I didn't read those books. I don't know, but I know there's books out there that say there's like 20 types, and you pick what type you are, and then you're that guy for life. And again, like you say, every time you do something wrong, you say, I'm type number 72, I ain't from the appendix, which gives the details and the nafkaminas of who you are. They cover it, finish, on that type. Okay. It's not like they're here. Don't look at the book. Your Rashi says, use your eyes and look in your heart. How does a person use his eyes and look into his heart? Very interesting, Rashi. Very interesting, Rashi. Yeah, use your eyes. How do you look into your heart? Heart needle, I don't know, you have to go for you have that bad. Angiogram. CAT scan. MRI. How do I look into my heart? Ali Shur writes later on that the reason why people don't look into their hearts, first of all, if Rashi says you could do it, Vice says you could do it. Rashi. Rashi says look into your heart. I read it again. Don't go to psychologists. I didn't say you should go to psychologists. Those who need should go. We'll talk privately. What I meant is that, but for the normal guys, whoever's left, you don't need a psychologist, Rashi says. Use your eyes and take a look what's going on in your heart. And maybe you'll figure out why you're not besimcha. So why don't people do that, by the way? It says, I'm not sure because they're scared to see what's inside. So they live in ignorance. They'd rather go in the mood disorder, simcha. Shabbos Nachum, they're happy. Tisha B'av, they're sad. For different reasons. Slichas, they're sad. This year especially. And then there's Rosh Hashanah, then Yom Kippur, then the outbreak of simcha right after marrying Yom Kippur. Says v'samach, then before Shabbosik. And simcha's Torah, and then they're sad again, as man starts. Hanukkah's up, Purim's down. Asar B'Tavis is up, because there's no second Seder. And you live in a constant cycle of mood disorder. That's not simple. That's not what it's about. It's not a life. That's not shlemos. It's not for harivna. And what the Maroch HaShlishi, the Shah HaShlishi is about, is that he forces us to take a look inside and find what's going on inside. And then he says, and once you find out what's going inside, then you can fix it. You can't fix a problem if you don't know what the problem is. And then a person, at the end of the process, sometime by Tammuz time, we should be besimcha already. Thank you.